From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pakistan's military ruler, Pervez Musharraf, has made his first significant concession to his opponents. He's in the middle of a political crisis that's threatening his hold on power, and he has now suspended, pending review, an emergency ordinance tightening control over Pakistan's electronic media. There have also been more anti-Musharraf rallies, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is Lahore, the pulsating capital of Punjab, Pakistan's largest province. Demonstrations against Musharraf are now a weekly ritual here. People have grown used to traffic snarls as protesters pour onto the streets. They're used to lawyers dressed in crumpled black suits and ties, parading through the sweltering city centre. They're used to men bellowing into bullhorns, demanding the reinstatement of Pakistan's suspended Chief Justice, and the exit of the man who sought to sack him, Pervez Musharraf. But today, there's a new item on the agenda.
I've got two signs. One says, no person or authority has the right to intervene in the freedom of the press.
Kundil Sadik from Pakistan's GOTV is among a throng of journalists blocking a main road through Lahore. She's heard the latest news, the announcement by Pakistan's information minister of the suspension of an emergency ordinance issued by Musharraf earlier this week, clamping down on the electronic media. She's not convinced the threat's lifted, so she still wants to make her views felt.
These rallies, these protests are the outburst which is caused because of the lack of communication. If the government, if the policies are communicated fairly and equally to the community, then there would be less unrest.
Musharraf's widely credited with allowing the growth of a free and independent media in Pakistan. The emergency ordinance was a step in the opposite direction. The moves backfired. Musharraf's opponents today were unanimous that cracking down on the media, a tactic they see as a brazen attempt to stop the media covering opposition rallies and criticising Pakistan's military rule, only serves to strengthen them. The lawyers are delighted. Today they convened a seminar at Lahore High Court on the importance of a free press. The ranks of protesters have long included lawyers, human rights activists, and assorted political opposition parties. Now journalists are joining in. Suspending the ordinance might ease the pressure on Musharraf on that front, but the pressure's building elsewhere. Rumours are circulating that he'll respond to the crisis by imposing a state of emergency. The US, though worried, has so far avoided strong criticism of Musharraf, who's a close ally. Today, the International Crisis Group joined those calling on Washington to take a much tougher stance by making it clear that emergency rule would be unacceptable and by demanding free and fair elections in Pakistan by the year's end. This idea found favour on Lahore's streets today. Khalida Abid, a lawyer, is among the many Pakistanis who want a shift in US strategy.
America should pressure Musharraf. He should let all the parties come and participate in fair elections, fair and free elections, and then we will see the bright future of Pakistan.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Lahore.